AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hi, this is Max Pichersky from Promo Republic, and this is the Franchise News Podcast.
Thank you, Max. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news, so you don't have to. The IFA is asking you to ask President Joe Biden to sign into law House Joint Resolution 98 and end joint employer. Biden only has a few days left to sign the resolution. IFA's Michael Lehman says the association appreciates all of you who signed the petition, reached out to lawmakers, and engaged in advocacy efforts to bring an end to this harmful rule. Lehman invites all franchise pros to join the IFA's next Legislative Action Group live virtual meeting tomorrow, April 25th at 11 a.m. Eastern. A link to that meeting is in today's podcast show notes. From D.C. to California, California's big minimum wage hike, only for fast food chains, is forcing McDonald's to get creative to help franchisees overcome rising costs. McDonald's assembled a task force of employees and restaurant owners to figure out a strategy for offsetting the expense. The goal of the task force is boosting sales for California restaurants by 10% to raise their profit margins and get back to break even. An old favorite, bagel sandwiches, has been reintroduced at McDonald's locations in California as part of a plan to boost store traffic. McDonald's is also spending $15 million on local advertising, a rarity for the company to invest in promoting products in a single state. One McDonald's franchisee group has characterized the law as a devastating financial blow, estimating it would cost each location $250,000. There are currently more than 1,000 McDonald's in California. Five Star Franchising announced the acquisition of Card My Yard. Scott Abbott, CEO and co-founder of Five Star, said, "We're committed to building a comprehensive portfolio of home service brands. Card My Yard is the leader in the fast-growing yard greeting vertical. They're adding value to our platform and opening unique new opportunities for growth." Josh Arnold, co-founder and brand president of Card My Yard, said, "Small business ownership has been at the heart of our business since its inception. Five Star's expertise in franchising will help us accelerate new development and drive growth at each of our 500-plus franchise locations." The Titus Center for Franchising at Palm Beach Atlantic University announced that 12 new member companies and 17 more franchise professionals have joined its advisory board. The new franchisors, franchisees, suppliers, and consultants are Cynthia Brown of Northwestern Mutual, Braun Lounsby, Slick City, Michelle Marquis and Kate Volman of Floyd Consulting, Josh York of Gym Guys, Landy Randolph, Ramp.com, Jeffrey Leach and Chris Diani of Vendesta, Monica Tapia-Mularski and Erica Schreiber of Season 2 Consign, Keith Gerson of Gerson Advisory Services, John Bryce, BBSI, Jack and Jill Johnson, the Franchise Insiders, Kelsey Stewart and Chris Stewart of Bloomin' Blinds, and Carrie Guile of Franchise Fastlane. iCode, a coding and STEM learning franchise for kids, announced its latest addition to its program offerings, iSports, an esports program geared towards young gamers aged 8 to 13. Throughout the 12-week iSports season, participants will dedicate 1 hour per week to gameplay and skill development. This season will revolve around the popular game Fortnite. iCode founder and CEO Abid Abedi said, "The iSports program places a strong emphasis on developing important life skills like sportsmanship, teamwork, and strategic thinking. It will keep participants engaged in learning while school is out, and parents can rest assured knowing that their children are playing in a controlled environment." We love milestones. Another Broken Egg Cafe announced the opening of its 100th cafe in Tyler, Texas. Paul Macaluso, president and CEO, said, "Together with the support of our entire team and franchise partners, we've created a community that inspires spirited connections through amazing food and inviting hospitality. To further commemorate getting to 100 units, another Broken Egg Cafe will celebrate system-wide during National Brunch Month in April." Who knew? By partnering with Milagro Tequila. And Wetzel's Pretzels is celebrating its 30th anniversary, coinciding with National Pretzel Day this Friday, April 26th. Wetzel's will give away one free original pretzel per person across all participating locations nationwide starting at 3 p.m. Head of marketing Hillary Fry said, "From our small roots as a tiny SoCal pretzel shop way back in 1994 to where Wetzel's has gone, it's remarkable, and we want all of our fans to join us in celebrating our birthday all year long." This portion of the Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Brand Amplifier. The Brand Amplifier is an award-winning digital marketing platform designed specifically for franchise organizations. Quickly and easily manage social content and digital advertising across dozens, hundreds, or thousands of locations. Through the Brand Amplifier, franchisors are able to create high-performing digital campaigns that can be quickly deployed and funded by local franchisees using their own credit card. Using automation, programmatic localization, and machine learning, the Brand Amplifier helps franchise systems see a 500% or more increase in digital performance. For a limited time, it's 50% off if you visit brandamplifier.io and lock it in today. In people news at A&W Restaurants, Liz Basner has been promoted to VP of Marketing and Randy Cordray is promoted to VP of Operations. Chris Davenport is now VP of Retail Sales and Development at Pedego Electric Bikes. Keith Fogel joins Celebrity School in the role of Franchise Sales Director. Rebecca Beauchard is promoted to Brand President at Best Life Brands Comfort Care. Planet Fitness has appointed Colleen Keating as its next CEO, effective in June. Mod Pizza has named Jennifer Anderson as Chief Marketing Officer. Vio Med Spa announces the appointment of Dr. Alan Durkin as its new Chief Medical Officer. At United Franchise Group, Samantha Anagnostou joins as Grand Opening Project Coordinator. Small Sliders has appointed Julie Hauser Blanner as its new Chief Operating Officer. Kaiten Kierstedt joins Stay in Your Lane as Fractional COO. And at Mertech 2024, Restaurant Technology Network held its inaugural Industry Champion Awards, honoring individuals who have contributed to the restaurant industry, including franchise thought leader Tim Tang, Director of Enterprise Solutions at Hughes. Congratulations to all, and go get them. A reminder that we'll be podcasting live at all of the franchise expos this year, courtesy of MFV Expositions and the International Franchise Association. Join us next at the International Franchise Expo in New York City, May 30th through June 1st. Today's Franchise News Podcast is brought to you by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com to see a demo or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.